Shalom, everybody. In our parsha and at the end of last week's parsha, we hear about how Pinchas stopped a terrible plague that afflicted Bnei Yisrael because of the Avodah Zarah and the Gilui Arayos that they engaged in. And after the plague is stopped, Hashem tells Moshe and Elazar HaKohen to count Bnei Yisrael. And that is what happens. Bnei Yisrael are counted. Each Shevet is listed and their children are listed as well. And those children became families, heads of families. And they are counted, Shevet by Shevet, family by family. Each are listed and counted. And in that census, in our parsha, there is one small detail that can be easily overlooked, but in reality, it has interesting and widespread ramifications. When we get to the Shevet of Yisachar, the Torah lists all of Yisachar's families, and one, all of his children. And one of the children listed, one of the families of Shevet Yisachar is Perek Chaf Dalid Pasuk. Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Chaf Dalid, his name is Yashuv. The problem is that back in Bereishis, in Parshas Vayigash, in Bereishis Mem Vav Yud Gimel, when the Torah lists all of the offspring of Yaakov who went down to Mitzrayim, Yisachar's children are mentioned, and there's no child there named Yashuv. Yisachar there, in our Parsha, has four children. Three of them in Vayigash are identical to three of them in our Parsha, but the name Yashuv in our Parsha as one of the children of Yisachar is not mentioned in Vayigash. Instead, in Vayigash, we find the name Yov. So what's going on? Is the child's name Yov or is it Yashuv? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in our Parsha that Yashuv is not mentioned in Vayigash because Yashuv was born in Egypt. He couldn't be listed with the people who came to Egypt because he didn't come to Egypt. He was born in Egypt. That's Rashi. However, the Das Akenim Bali Tosvos disagrees. The Das Akenim is a collection of Perushim on the Chumash by Bali Tosvos from the 12th century, 13th century, maybe later. The Das Akenim says this on our Parsha, says it in Parshas Vayetze when Yisachar is born, Breshis Lamid Pasuk Yirches. And this Perush has incredible ramifications. The Das Akenim discusses why the name Yisachar is spelled with two sins. The name is spelled Yud Sin Sin Chaf Resh, and the question is why the two sins. And a number of Mefarshim deal with this question, and the Das Akenim offers two explanations. If you're interested in hearing the first explanation of the Das Akenim, please WhatsApp me privately. But for this FMT, I will share the second explanation. The second explanation of the Das Akenim as to why the name Yisachar is spelled with two sins is directly connected to our Parsha and to the question we asked earlier regarding the name Yashuv in our Parsha and the name Yov in Vayigash. The Das Akenim says that Yisachar named his son Yov. That's him. That's the son. That's the name. But later, Yisachar realized that it was not a fitting name. Why wasn't it fitting? The Das Akenim doesn't explain, but I'll say in parentheses, there was a sefer called Divrei David. It was written by the same person who wrote the Taz, the tremendously important Perush on the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. The Taz, Rav David HaLevi Siegel, who died in 1667, says, in Divrei David, that the name Yov was an Avodah Zarah. And the Taz says that Yov complained to his father Yisachar about the name. So in any case, getting back, the Das Akenim says that Yisachar realized that the name Yov was not appropriate. So Yisachar gave one of the sins from his name to his son. And therefore his son, in our Parsha, had his name changed from Yov to Yashuv. And that's it. That's the story of the names Yov and Yashuv. However, it doesn't stop here. The story is connected to a general question. How do you pronounce the name Yisachar? There's two sins in the name. So is it pronounced Yisachar or Yisaschar? And this is a huge machlokes with many different opinions. But I wanted to share one opinion that is based directly on our Parsha and this Das Akenim and the Yov and the Yishuv name change. Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University has written many Sfarim. One of those Sfarim is called the Nefesh HaRav. It's all about the Torah that he learned from his Rebbe, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who who died in 1993. And in Nefesh HaRav on page Shin Ches, Rav Schechter says that in Valozhin, based off of this Dasakanim, they used to pronounce the name Yisaschar. But they would only pronounce the name Yisaschar until our Parsha, until Parshas Pinchas. That's where Yov had his name changed to Yashuv. So in Valozhin, they would say the name Yisaschar until our Parsha. But then afterwards, it's only Yisachar. His name was changed. He lost a sin. That was in Valozhin. But Rav Schechter continues and says that Rabbi Soloveitchik himself used to require in his minyan to say both Yisaschar and Yisachar out of a suffix. However, even Rabbi Soloveitchik would only require both Yisaschar and Yisachar up until our Parsha. But after our Parsha, after Parshas Pinchas, he would require the Baal Koreh only to say Yisachar. His name was changed, and no longer Yisaschar. An incredible piece of Torah from a seemingly tiny idea in our Parsha. Have an amazing day, everyone!